Hi, this is Zombie Girl TJ, and this is my second audio boo. It's the story of something funny that happened at work earlier this week. Sater, I'm mostly doing this one for you because I think you'll enjoy it a lot. So there's this lady at work, and we'll call her Mary. She's a very nice Christian lady, and she's a conservative. And, of course, both of these things contribute to my needing to shake her up sometimes. Although I try not to do it too hard, because she is, as I said, a nice lady. So she has twin kids. I think they're 10 or 11 or maybe 12 years old now. I've lost track of time. But there's a boy and a girl, and they're very, very nice kids. I've met them. They're very polite. They're very well behaved. In my opinion, just a little bit naive and over-sheltered, but the world will slap that out of them, so it's no biggie. But a few weeks ago, she came and told me that they had a new favorite movie and wanted to know if I could guess what it was. And I said, I don't know, Hellboy. And she was really disappointed that I hadn't guessed what it was because it was Zombieland of all things. And that just thrilled me. I thought maybe these kids are going to turn out okay after all. And the other day she told me they wanted to throw, on their birthday party, they wanted to throw a Zombieland party. So I was delighted and I was suggesting things like, you know, pin the hatchet on the zombie instead of pin the tail on the donkey, and I said they needed to have a piñata, and it could be a zombie piñata, and they could just beat the crap out of it with sticks, and she was just loving this. This is stuff she had never thought of, and she said it was too bad it wasn't around Halloween because she wouldn't be able to get those chocolate eyeball candies. She thought they would be fun to have those in the zombie piñata, and I said, well, you can certainly get lots of Easter candy because it's on sale right now, and her response was, well, that seems a little sacrilegious to put Easter candy in a zombie piñata. And I just turned to her and I said, well, I mean, Jesus was the original zombie. I mean, he rose from the dead and did his stuff. In fact, both documented zombie cases in the world, Lazarus and Jesus, both center around Jesus. And she was just shocked, and I knew I had gone too far, but that was it. There's the punchline. I just shocked the shit out of a Christian by suggesting that Jesus was a zombie. And since we've talked a lot about that on Twitter, I thought it was appropriate to do this little boo for you. Hope you enjoyed it. No biggie, but there it is. Bye!